prided myself that I try to be fair. You can't please all the people all the time, but I do try to. When somebody comes in and they buy a pound of hamburg, there's 16 ounces in the pound. It isn't a 15 and a half ounce package or something like that. And we can make errors, there's no question. Everybody is human, but I've never tried to take the attitude that I was going to try to get all that I could out of everybody. And I would want somebody else, whoever followed me in business, to do that.
You have any plans of... I just got back from England, and it made a new woman of me. Do you have thought to travel?
I love to travel. I, speaking of the way back, we spoke of the tail wagging the dog. Right now, the tail is wagging the dog. My business mushroomed to such a point that I haven't had time to really get out and do. I haven't been fishing in 2 months, and I used to fish, you know, at least twice a week. But I'd love to travel. I really enjoy it.
Even in foreign countries and stuff.
Oh yeah, oh yes. Because I've been to Europe, I've been to England, Scotland. I'm of Scot heritage.
Yeah.
And, visited with many of my relatives up there. I'd like to go back. They're good people.
I think the English, the Scotch, and the Welsh, they're all the only place, this is all the only place I've been or been outside of this country except Mexico and Canada, are simply marvelous people. I can't wait to go back.
The other place that I really enjoy, because I think the people make a country.
Yeah.
And the other place that I've the only other place in the world I enjoy as much as Scotland, well, I'm very American, there's no question. I think the United States is the best country in the world.
Yeah.
But Holland, the Dutch people are very, very, they're beautiful people.
You feel the way my brother did, my older brother. He went to Europe quite often. When he came back, he always said, "You must see Holland." Well,
right.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I would agree with him. Next time you go to Europe, you must see Holland.
Well, you know, I was taken to Europe by a friend, to England and Scotland and Wales, and I protested long hours about being taken, because I thought I didn't want to be obligated to someone, but it worked out very well, and it certainly did a great deal for me. We've talked a little bit about this next point I wanted to ask you about, but it hasn't been discussed very thoroughly. You do have two children.
I have a boy and a girl.
Do you think that they have found Westport a good place to grow up in?
They definitely have found Westport a good place to grow up in, and as they are going through college and so to speak, getting thrust out into the world, they very, very much resist the idea of moving to any other part of the country. And just recently, well, for their birthdays, because one has a birthday in June, the other in July, I gave each one of them a house lot, a building lot, in on Hosneck Road, and that was probably meant more to them than anything I've ever done. Just so they can have a piece of land in Westport. They're very, very much Westport oriented. So they must have found it a pleasure.
Yes. And do you think their recreation and their play and life was very different from yours?
There's no question. There's no question.
What were some of the major differences?
They had Little League. My son had Little League when he was growing up. My daughter, they grew up in the day of the automobile. They grew up in the... Now, my son is 21, and he doesn't ever remember not having a television in the house. So he grew up from a tiny baby, and my daughter also, knowing the world knows, and they're more sophisticated than I was at their age. That's for sure. But like, they've been water skiing and little league and camping and hiking and a lot of things. They were not as work oriented as my generation was, and it doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't feel as though I was denied anything by not having all these other pleasures, but it was just the conditions of the time.
Well, I have already indicated that your work and play merged.
They merged, right.
So completely, yeah.
But there again, see, my children it never grew up on a farm. What we considered fun on a farm, they would probably consider work, as you said.
Well, hard work.
Hard work, right, yeah. And when you speak of pleasure years ago, I grew up, let's see, if you go through the woods, it's probably about a mile from your home right here. And in those days, they were all woods paths, they call
it,
for the horses and wagons, and went all through the woods. And it used to be a real treat to take a hike down through the woods and down to this house here, visit with Mabel and watch her goats. And she even gave us a goat one time. We had a goat. We had it home. Daisy May lived in the house with us.
That was her.
Yes, right. Yeah. Well, I think it was maybe because Mabel had her, and then to walk back, and it would take up a half a day, and it was a very pleasurable time. And I think that probably some of the kids today growing up are not aware of the fact that simple pleasures sometimes are just as great as some of the things that they think, going to a movie. I very seldom go to the movies today because I'd rather go down to Horseneck Beach and sit on the sand and look at the ocean.
Yeah.
You know?
I worry about this a great deal and wonder how this present culture of ours can be changed in such a way that the young do have some of the experiences that we've had.
I don't know as they really would want them.
Well, they might not want them, but we found them so valuable.
I agree. We found them valuable, but I'm not sure that we can project it to our children, is what I'm saying.
It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world to them. And see, getting back to television, they're so sophisticated watching television that they don't even watch these rockets that take off and fly around the in outer space. And I'm still amazed by them.
Yes.
But my children, to them, it's such a normal, everyday thing. So I guess that they... I think that they're having fun in their way.
Well, I'd like to close this interview with a great big thank you, and then turn to you to ask you for some help for some projects for the future of Westport. Mm-hmm.
Well,
thank you very much.
Work he did on it.